Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, the alleged orchestrators of the September 11th attacks will be tried in New York. Many wonder how the city will prepare for what many are calling the trial of the century.
No question about it. This will be a major operation for the department.
A police boat serves as a living memorial to two undercover officers. NYPD Harbor Launch Number 40 was named for Detectives James Nemeron and Rodney Andrews.
Our boat is dedicated to these brave men who died fighting the war on crime.
And the NYPD needs your help.
We've used it to make over 4,000 gun arrests in the last 8 years.
We'll tell you what it is later in the podcast. I'm Jesse Peterman. Nothing compares to the crimes to which Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other alleged 9/11 terrorists are to be tried next year. But the attention that their court appearances will garner is something New York City and the New York City Police Department are accustomed to handling. When asked at an unrelated news conference in Lower Manhattan, Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly described generally the logistical and security considerations expected.
Well, they'll be extensive, no question about it. This will be a major operation for the department. This area we're standing in right now will be incorporated in the perimeter because it's right across the street from the court building, from the Manhattan Correctional Facility. We'll have significant numbers of police officers on the ground. We'll have equipment, sensors. We'll have our Skywatch deployed. We'll be the issues as far as demonstrations are concerned, subway system, Brooklyn Bridge, overflights, those sorts of things.
No exact start date for the trials have been set. The NYPD will issue traffic and other advisories related to the trials on its website at nyc.gov and to the media. Commissioner Kelly joined with Deputy Inspector David Driscoll, commanding officer of the Harbor Unit, and the families of Detectives Rodney Andrews and James Nemeron in mid-November to christen a 36-foot police response boat, named for the Undercover Firearms Investigations Unit officers. The boat will be based at the USS Intrepid in the Hudson River.
We feel it's very fitting. Intrepid is dedicated to the brave men that died during World War II, and our boat is dedicated to these brave men who died fighting the war on crime on the streets of New York City.
The launch joins an NYPD fleet of a few dozen others used by the New York City Police Department Harbor Unit, and is equipped with two diesel engines and an infrared camera.
Launch 40 will primarily patrol the Hudson River from the Battery all the way north up to the city line at Yonkers, and from the shoreline on the Manhattan side to the shoreline on the Jersey side.
The Detective James Nemeron, Detective Rodney Andrews, will be used in search and rescue, evidence recovery, and other harbor patrols. Its three-person crew will also utilize radiation detection technology and can deploy underwater cameras and scuba divers. Detectives Andrews and Nemeron joined the department in 1996, attending the police academy together. Both had previously served as narcotic officers, among other assignments. As an undercover officer in the Firearms Investigation Unit, they posed as gun buyers and were killed in March 2003 on their way to a purchase from an illegal gun dealer. The shooter was sentenced by a federal jury to death in January 2007. Rodney and James were promoted posthumously to Detective First Grade.
I can speak for every member of the Harbor Unit when I say that we are honored and as proud as can be to be christening one of our launches, launch number 40, the Detective James Nemeron and the Detective Rodney Andrews.
Detectives Andrews and Nemeron gave their lives in the effort to get guns out of criminal hands. But perhaps the police department's most effective weapon against street violence is the public. Operation Gun Stop is just one of the NYPD's partnerships with the public to reduce the rash of deadly guns on city streets.
We've used it to make over 4,000 gun arrests in the last 8 years. It's an easy way for people to earn $1,000 and to help keep their neighborhood safe. Simply call 1-866-GUN-STOP or call 311. We give you a special code number so you don't have to give your name And if we make a gun arrest based on your information, you can go to the bank and collect the cash, no questions asked. Again, without ever giving your name.
Citizens may also leave guns at any police station, housing police service area, or transit district to receive a voucher for $100 in cash. And in 2008, the department also began organizing weekend long gun drops at area churches. In exchange for a $200 cash card, anyone can leave an operable handgun, assault weapon, or rifle at designated participating locations. That initiative has led to over 4,500 firearms being surrendered. Now to a new topic. The next class of New York City police officers will graduate next month. More than half of the over 200 police recruits hold bachelor's or other college degrees. Keisha Hicks is one of them.
While I was attending St. John's University in 2005, I made my mind up, because I did study and did my master's in criminal justice leadership, and I did develop an interest in law and actually becoming a police officer then. I'm not only getting to work with people, but I get to help them also. So I believe that I'm going to really and truly enjoy this aspect of police work. The job is challenging, and there are some ample opportunities for advancement with a sense of fulfillment that many other jobs don't offer. I would say if you have patience and you have ambition, then this job is for you.
We'll have more from Keisha and her classmates in the December edition of Inside the NYPD. If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. Visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com or call 212-RECRUIT for more information. Thank you for listening. I'm Jesse Peterman.